Blog Talk Radio.
God bless each and every one of you. Praise the Lord and welcome to Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries. I am your host, Elder Lydia, and I am so happy to be with you once again. Amen. As we are in our new civil year 2023, and as we're also in the midst of our second quarter of 5783, we give glory and honor to the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Yahweh is the truth, and we give him honor on today. We bless his name, and we dedicate everything that we do to him. Today, we're going to be starting a new series beginning on today. Amen. And this is an introduction. Amen. The absolute power of consecration. And I'm using a reference. Amen. The reference book, amen, that we're using. Amen. Of course, the source of all things, the source of knowledge and truth, the source of wisdom and understanding, the source of counsel and might is always going to be Yahweh and Yeshua. We give him all of the glory and we thank him, amen, for the resources that he set in place all around him, all around us. Glory to God. Amen. The reference book we're using, again, the source of all things is the Lord, but he is given us references to use. Amen. So the resource we're using today is a book that was written by Jeremiah Johnson, and it's entitled The Power of Consecration. The Power of Consecration. And today we're just going to go through a little bit of an introduction as we delve into the topic of consecration and its power in our lives. Amen. Consecration, glory to God, is a, and I'm just going to give you a real brief, amen, definition. It's the act of dedicating yourself to Yahweh for his holy purpose. It is an unconditional surrendering, and I mean with clean hands and a pure heart. It is commitment and on steroids. That's what consecration is. And we don't want to do as many have done in past days where they'll just consecrate from time to time. But we want our entire existence to be consecrated unto the Lord. Scripture lets us know that no longer are we our own, that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and no longer do we belong to ourselves. We were bought with a price. So our consecration ought to be 24/7. We ought to be positioned and postured in a place where the Lord can use us at any time and in any place. So we need to change the way we view consecration. And that's part of the power here, is we're going to change the way that we view consecration. It's not just, amen, the times that we set aside for fasting and prayer. And yes, it's that too, but it's a readiness, a constant readiness, a place of all where I'm already prepared to be used by the Lord at any time and any place, because we don't belong to ourselves any longer, and we have dedicated our lives to him. We are surrendering to him our all. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and giving you praise for your mercy and for your grace, for your kindness toward us. We honor you today, oh God, for every synapse of our brains, every beat of our hearts, every movement of our joints. We thank you, Lord, for another day. We give glory to you, Father, because in this day are Kairos moments that we're yet to enjoy, that we're yet to meet up with. We thank you, Lord God, for the convergence, oh God, between time and eternity, where you will show us, oh God, in a greater capacity who we are and who you are, and show us, Lord God, the mysteries even of consecration, the mysteries of coming to know you in a greater capacity, the mysteries, Lord God, of dedicating our whole selves to you and receiving the blessing thereof, the mysteries of intimacy, not just, Lord God, begging of you for your hand, but begging, oh God, for your heart, oh God, to become more and more a part of us. Amen. This dedication, Lord God, that we're embarking upon, this understanding, Lord, that we're looking to gaining, is so that we gain more of your heart, more intimacy with you, more of a reciprocal relationship unlike any that we've experienced before. We're looking to you, Lord God, to move in us and help us to understand understand, Lord God, the mysteries of old. Help us to understand the relationship, Lord God, that you have with us and with all of mankind. Oh, Lord, help us, Lord God, to move in the spirit, Lord God, even as your spirit does move in the way, Lord, that you had intended from the very beginning, Lord God, that our interactions be true and they be pure, that they be holy, they be righteous, Lord God, in the earth and even in our relationship with you, Lord. We're pouring out all of ourselves. Ask you, Lord God, that you forgive us our sins as we come out of the agreement with the works of evil. Lord, we're in your presence so we can unlearn the things, Lord God, that we were taught that just were not true, the things that were not convenient, the things that kept us out of your presence, the things that delayed our blessing. Lord God, we come out of agreement with every influence of evil. We come in out of agreement with every entanglement. We come out of agreement with every sin and every trespass. We come out of agreement even with the weights, Lord God, that have held us down and held us back, Lord God, that your spirit might have its way even in our lives, even right now, Lord. Thy will be done in each and every one of us, oh God, as we dedicate ourselves anew, Lord God, as we come before you, giving you a fresh yes, a fresh yes, Lord, as you, Lord God, we're oh God, the toxic bents, Lord God, the lies, Lord God, and the teachings that we have received in the past, as we unlearn, oh God, those things, Lord, and that as you impart truth into us, Lord, we receive and we dedicate every portion of that truth back to you, Lord God, and back to your people, Lord. For surely, Lord God, you are calling, oh Lord, for a people that is for a people that is true, a people that is holy and righteous in your presence. You're calling for true relationship, and our hearts must be clean. Our hands must be clean. We must be purified by your spirit. So cleanse us now, oh God, even as we're in your presence, Lord God. Cleanse us, Lord. Remove, oh God, every hindrance from our learning. Remove every hindrance from knowledge and wisdom. Remove every hindrance from the impartation of your spirit. Even right now, oh God, as we come, oh God, surrendering our opinions, surrendering what we thought we knew, surrendering, oh God, so that you can show us your will and your way for our lives, even in this hour. Oh God, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we honor you even right now, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. What is the power in the mighty name of Yeshua? Amen, amen. We give glory and honor to him on today. We bless his name because he alone is God. He alone is faithful. He alone is true. He alone is the one that has compassion upon each and every one of us. Though we failed and we faltered, though we were entangled in many things, the Lord, he came and he realigned us and reestablished us and repositioned us, and he is doing that even right now, realigning us with the truth and then removing the toxins out that have been intermingled in the truth of God. He's removing us and removing those things so that we can see the light. Oh my God, the darkness tries to intermingle itself with the light of God. But the Lord is purifying the hearts of his servants even now, and even calling for repentance as we come into, amen, this place of consecration, this place of renewed dedication, where we are giving our all. We're not coming half-hearted, amen. We're coming giving him all of ourselves. We don't have to understand the next move because he does. All we have to do is walk in obedience. We beg the pardon of the Lord. We ask your forgiveness on today, Lord God, even as we come into your presence. Oh, God, we remove our opinions, Lord God, from the scenario. Remove, Lord God, that we thought that we knew, and ask you, Lord God, to refresh us and fill us, realign us, Lord God, make us whole and absolutely entire. Uproot every evil, Lord God, and everything, Lord God, that was inside our souls, Lord, and in our spirits were lying in wait for an opportune time to trip us up. Father, uproot, oh God, the evil one from his place even right now. Oh God, we come out of agreement. We come out of agreement with the lies. We come out of agreement, Lord God, with those things that people have called traditions, Lord, that were not even established by your will. We come out of agreement with those things, that your will be established in us today, Lord, that we rededicate and we be revived, Lord God, by your power and by your anointing, by your spirit. Even right now, Father, in the name of Yeshua, we bless your name. Power of consecration, amen. Again, consecration is a solemn dedication. It's a serious and a sacred posture, amen, of our hearts, our minds, our soul. It is actually posturing ourselves, positioning ourselves, not only spiritually, but also physically. We have to make the time. Remember, our time is not our own. Our lives are not our own. We were bought with a price. We no longer belong to ourselves. We have been inducted into the kingdom of heaven. We are now the possession of our Lord and our Savior, Yeshua. We belong to him for his holy purpose in the earth. Glory to God. He came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. So there is no plan that we can make and nothing that we can do, amen, that will bless us greater than being possessed by the Spirit of the Most High God, being the possession of Yeshua himself, belonging to him, willingly giving ourselves, willingly giving our opinion, our bodies, our movements, and even our plans over to him, and dedicating our life to his purpose and allowing his purpose to become our purpose. Amen. Because there's a reason that each of us was born into this day and into this time. Amen. It was for his purpose. It was for his purpose. Even if we have not caught that revelation yet, we were still born into the earth, amen, with a purpose and a destiny in mind. And the Lord, he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. Amen. We were all born into a state of sin, but we were also born with a purpose. Amen. God had an intention for our lives. Amen. And his plan is always good, but he also knows which of us will do that he has called us to do. His intent is always pure for us. Amen. His plan is always pure for us. Amen. But he already knows, even from the very beginning, before time was, he knew what we would do, even with his plan, even with the destiny that he had placed over our lives. He knew what we would do with the gifts and the talents and the abilities and the anointings. He knew those, amen, that would take his glory. He knew those that would humble themselves under his mighty hand and give his glory back to him. He knew and he knows those and that will willingly submit to his will and dedicate themselves in absolute consecration, absolute, and in the absolute power of consecration. It is solemn. It is holy. And we're talking about a holy dedication unto the Lord. Amen. Where we set aside the works of our flesh. Amen. Where we take control of our flesh and we tell our flesh it can't do what it wants to do. The is time because the Spirit of the Lord is in control and we don't belong to ourselves. And so we surrender to the will of God, that his will be done. Amen. What is the power of consecration? It is that solemn dedication. Is serious and it is sacred. It is commitment on steroids. It's beyond even our understanding. It is the Spirit of the Lord ushering us even to a greater dedication as we give ourselves to him. He'll show us how to give ourselves even more. Amen. And we will be lacking nothing. Amen. Lacking nothing. As I said, our plans for our lives. Amen. We make all of these plans and none of our plans are greater than the plan of Yahweh. None of our plans are greater than he that created us from the very beginning and knows exactly, amen, what we were created for. He knows the gifts and talents and abilities and the anointings, the giftings, even before we recognize them in our lives, because he has purposed us and the earth, amen, for destiny's purposes, amen, to do a kingdom work, amen. Some will be in opposition because the Lord already knew those that would come. So some will be those that are positioned to oppose, amen. Just don't let it be you. It's time. It's time. It's past time, amen. This is a time, amen, when we need to be coming before the Lord humbly and repenting, amen, for being out of position so that he can realign us with our purpose, so that he can realign us with his will in this hour. Glory. Oh, my God, to God in the highest. Oh, we give him glory and praise. As I said, this is an introduction, amen, to a series, amen, that is based, that the name of it is based on the power of consecration that was written by Jeremiah Johnson. I don't even know if we'll even go by the book at all. We may not. Many times I've used references in series and barely even touched the book, except for times when the Lord would show me things and it was just, we're just using the title, amen, sometimes, amen, because the Lord would speak based on the title and not necessarily the contents of the book. Amen. But I am looking at the book, and whatever the Lord wants to use in the midst of it, I will bring forward. Amen. And this is for me as much as it is for all of you. I am sharing, and I give glory and honor to the Lord. I do have a passage of scripture we just want to look at on today. And this passage of scripture is at the beginning of this book, and he talks about Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 and 15. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And these passages of scripture says, and I'm coming from the New King James Version of the Bible, and it's, again, Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 and 15, and it says, then the disciples of John came to him, came to Yeshua, or Jesus. Then the disciples of John came to him saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast? And Jesus said to them, can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and they will fast. Glory to God, and they will fast. Amen. He just let them know that the disciples of John came to Jesus asking, why is it that we and even the Pharisees do fast often, but your disciples don't? Why is it that we're showing forth this spiritual discipline, and we're going down in sackcloth and ashes, and we're seeking the face of the Father, but we don't see where your servants, the disciples, are doing that? And Jesus said to them, can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? And we know anytime that we are separated from a friend, and then we do mourn, because I mean, and death is separation. Amen. He's using the word mourn. Amen. And that word mourn is usually associated with a death, but it can also mean separation. It can also mean separation, and death is always separation. Divorce is separation. When friends leave the country, there's a separation. When we move to a different state, there's a separation there, and there is a period of mourning. So can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? And no, they don't, because at this point, you know, even without saying it, we see, because we have the benefit, the honor, the privilege of being able to read the Word of God, and we know that the disciples, as long as Yeshua was with them, they had him there to ask any questions that they might have had. And then he could hear, amen, the words of their hearts and the questions even before they had them, but they had benefit, amen, of dining with him. They had benefit of sleeping in the areas where he was sleeping. They had benefit of being in his presence and hearing his teaching and getting their questions answered and laughing and talking and even mourning with him. They had the benefit of his presence while he was there. So there was no need at that point for them to fast. There was no need for them to go down in sackcloth and ashes, because the Spirit of the Lord was present with them bodily. At the time, he was right there, and they were already dedicated, amen. They were committed, amen, to stay in his presence as long as he was there. But when he left, they would have to fast. They would have to consecrate. They would have to dedicate themselves in another way because no longer was he in their presence anymore. Amen. So now they have to make up their minds to position and posture themselves, to dedicate themselves, to be committed to the words that he had already spoken into their hearts. And not only be committed to those words, but to be reminded, amen, by praying to him, to speak to him, to continue the reciprocal relationship that they began with the Lord bodily when he was there on earth, when they spoke with him one-on-one, that when they could touch him and embrace him, they had to still be able to touch him and embrace him and commune with him. And they had to remain dedicated to him with the same fervor that they had when he was there bodily. So now it's taken on a different stance because once he ascended into heaven, he was no longer there. So it took something different. It's not like they would awaken and now they can go into the presence of the Lord. They can sit at his feet. They could sit at his feet when he was here bodily. They could sit at his feet. They'd awaken and have their breakfast, sit at his feet, and he would begin to teach them and talk to them about their futures and talk to them about the meaning of the word of God, talk to them about the mysteries of the testaments that were already, the testaments that had already been written. He could talk to them during that time about the things that they had questions about, and even about the things that people had difficulties with because they weren't able to keep the law in the way that they should have. He was able to answer those questions. Amen. But now, amen, our questions are being answered by way of the Holy Spirit, and our posture has to be a little different than theirs were when they had him in their presence. They could leave their homes, even if they didn't sleep on the grounds where he slept at night. They could leave wherever they were and run to where he was, and they could hear what thus saith the Lord. But now we have to position ourselves in a different way. We have to be committed, amen, to come into his presence just like they did every day. They were with him every day for 3 years of his ministry. They were committed. They were dedicated. And that it requires that same commitment, that same dedication. But now they have to fast. Now they're going to have to beat down their flesh to stay in the presence of God. Now they need to beat down their flesh, amen, to hear the word as he speaks. Now they have to position themselves in a different way. Amen. And we know that they did exactly that, and that the word of the Lord came forth powerfully through them. They were witnesses, amen, of the presence of Yeshua, and the presence of Yeshua moved in them by his Spirit. Amen. As they dedicated themselves, and as they recognized and they remembered that they did not belong to themselves, they belonged to the living God. So their lives became a testament to the living God. Amen. And it still is. And even prayer that Jesus prayed over them, that Yeshua prayed over them, amen, that they be kept by the Father. And not only did he pray for them, but he also prayed for us, that we also be kept. Amen. But it also means, glory to God, that we have to be in a position of humility even as they were. We have to walk by even the examples that they set before us. We have to change our minds. Amen. We have to repent and have a posture of repentance. Amen. Because sin easily besets us. It comes in ways that we didn't even know. Amen. We recognize that we are being delivered from in level to level and dimension to dimension. There are some things that come up in our lives that we didn't even know was there. Amen. But we give glory and honor that as long as we are in a place of consecration, as long as we are dedicated unto the Lord, as long as we are allowing our commitment to him to be supercharged on a daily basis, 24/7, even in our sleep, amen, we give glory to God. Amen. As long as we are doing that, Amen. We're constantly being repositioned. We're constantly being remolded and reshaped into the form that he would have us to be, because we are being transformed into his likeness, out of even that state of sin. We're asking the Lord even now to open up, amen, to every door and every compartment of our souls and usher in his light. Just let, oh, Father, just overwhelm us with your light even now in every dark place that the enemy tried to hide in. Father, reveal it even now so that our dedication, our consecration, Lord God, be sure and even it be transformed by the power of God and by his might. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. This is just an introduction, amen, to the power of consecration. Amen. We'll be coming back each week, amen, bringing new scripture and new revelation as the Lord gives it. And even perhaps, amen, reading a little bit from the book, amen, the reference that we're using, The Power of Consecration by Jeremiah Johnson. We give glory and honor to the Lord, amen, to Yahweh and Yahuwah. Amen. We give him all of the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. The glory is his. Amen. For the knowledge that we've received, the glory is his. For wisdom, the glory is his. Amen. The counsel and might, the glory is his. For the substance, amen, the material things, amen, that he has allowed us, see, the glory is his. Amen. For every business he has established, for every career he has brought us up in, for every truth that we have been given, the glory belongs to him. Amen. All things belong to the Lord. Every good and every perfect gift, amen, it comes from the Father of lights. Glory to God. It comes from him. It comes from him. Amen. But keep in mind also that the enemy also imparts gifts. Amen. Make sure that you know the difference. I'm asking even now, Lord God, that you supercharge our discernment. Oh, Lord, that we understand, Lord God, the difference between a gift and a curse. Because those gifts that the enemy gives, they are not gifts at all. They are curses. Amen. They look good on the outside. They're wrapped in beautiful bows, but they have darkness, deep darkness on the inside that was intended, oh, God, to absolutely destroy and to kill us and to remove us from our place of destiny. Father, move even now in the midst of these. Lord, I break off every retaliation and every counterattack, every payback spirit, every backlash that would and will come against them. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, move, oh God, everything that is not like you out of their lives, Lord God, and open up, Lord, their hearing and open their eyes that they see, oh Lord, the pure light of your word, that they see, Lord God, those things, Lord God, that have invaded their faith, those things that have interrupted their destiny. Father, open it up before them, Lord, and give them a mind, Lord God, to humble themselves before you and rededicate, oh God, and recommit themselves, and not just for certain times, but for always, oh God, for 24/7, Lord God, so that you can call us at any time, Lord God, and we pray, so that you call us at any time and we come into your presence, oh God, that we pray without ceasing, and we pray for every man everywhere, for darkness surely, oh God, is moving in the earth, and it is destroying the hearts of men, and they're causing them to faint and causing them even to take their own lives and lives of others. But Father, we come against the evil, oh God, that has come against the minds of men. Oh God, Lord God, subdue, Lord, every principality, Lord, every ancient evil that has come against us even now. Lord, we're asking you to come in. Come, oh God, and sup with us. Come, oh God, and correct us. Come, oh God, and receive us. Come, oh God, and make us whole. That entire evil right now. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We give you all of the honor and all of the praise, all of the glory, Lord God, as we go forth in our day, even on today. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the power of consecration. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen.